Roses, taking you halfway there on a Tuesday, halfway to 8 o'clock on your Tuesday morning. You might be stuck in traffic right now, but back to school, and along with that, a whole host of extra snarls on the road. Just a reminder about the N2 southbound past Tinley Manor, currently at a standstill due to a truck and a light motor vehicle accident in the vicinity of the roadworks, and authorities on scene trying to clear that. But in the meantime, you're advised to try and use the R102 as an alternative route, but obviously that's also severely constrained, so just breathe. And while you're stuck in traffic, listen to something positive here. We got some cool news for you on a Tuesday morning. This is your local station, after all, 88FM. We like to keep our finger on the pulse of what's happening in our vicinity. And yesterday in Salt Rock, something really special concluded, being Mandela Day, of course, and a day where individuals and society at large tries to give back, do their 67 minutes at least. I'm really excited to get some feedback from two folks that we had in studio not that long ago. About 2 weeks ago, we had Councillor Privy Muckin and Matt Chaplin from Gem Structure, specialist building contractor based in Belita. And they're back in the studio with me from Ward 22, Salt Rock. It's hello to Councillor Privy Muckin. How are you doing, Privy?
Good morning, Mike, and good morning to the listeners of 88FM. I'm good, and thank you for having us on the show again.
It's great to have you back in the house. And Mr. Chaplin, how are you doing, Matt?
So good on you, Mark.
I'm excited, guys. I've seen some pictures, and I've been just getting the feedback from you now, just before we went on air. Yesterday, a really exciting day for commuters in and around Salt Rock, because, just a few weeks ago, we had you in studio talking about a vision, talking about a plan of action to sort out a piece of infrastructure that has been not only an eyesore for many, many years, but it's really been impacting the lives of local commuters, particularly those who use taxis and are commuting to and from Salt Rock on a daily basis. Just set the scene for us, Privy. Explain what was the mission and the vision.
Absolutely, thanks. Mike, it's quite interesting because, you know, many of us think in like a mental image, and when we conjured up this idea or this dream, I had this mental image of what this commuter shelter was going to look like.
Yeah.
And I must tell you, yesterday exceeded all my expectations, eh?
So for those that are trying to locate this thing in their mind, just kind of opposite the Salt Rock Hotel, almost in that vicinity, yeah?
Geographically, yes. So along Basil Hewlett Drive and kind of about 100 meters away from the country club entrance.
There you go.
But it was such an exciting project, just so incredible to see community coming together. But I think the most important thing for me, Mike, and your listeners, is that it almost exemplified this year's Mandela Day theme. So the Mandela Day theme this year was, I think it was, do what you can with what you have and where you are. And I think
tick,
it
tick,
just,
tick.
Absolutely. And it just was a culmination of business and individuals coming together to say, this is actually the imprint that we want to leave, but a sustainable imprint that we want to leave on our own community.
Wow.
So it's been, I'm blown away. I'm absolutely blown away.
So just taking things back. Last time we chatted, Matt, you were saying, you know, you've grown up in this area. You've watched the town expand and grow, but this particular bus shelter, since you were a lighty, hasn't had any love, any attention, any refurbishment at all. It's basically been this kind of rusting, rotting skeleton of a taxi shelter. And the goal was, we're gonna refurb this thing. We're gonna get it to a kind of a world class state, and we're gonna aim to do it. In fact, you actually put a date on it. I think for the first time, you actually pegged a date when we sat down on radio last time. Is that right?
Yes, yeah, 100%. So we gave that date on radio and then said we love a challenge.
Once you throw it out there, then you the pressure's on. Hey?
And then we knew, yeah. So we just had to sit down. We got quickly made a few calls, got everyone on board, and yeah, we hit it from there. And we actually finished a bit quicker than we expected.
This is, because, you know, when it comes to construction, things can drag. But I mean, obviously, this is your game as a specialist building contractor, and as the guy that's stood up and said, I'm going to project manage this thing. You were really determined to make sure that it got off without without a hitch. And that's exactly what happened on time. In fact, before the end of the deadline, it was unveiled, and the feedback by all accounts has been just glowing, over the moon. In fact, you had a number of officials and visitors on site yesterday. Privy, what was the perspective like from the municipality? Obviously, this actually is one of it falls under their sort of umbrella.
Correct.
Right?
So it is a municipal asset. So commuter shelters essentially fall under the ambit of the Quadaguza Civil Engineering Department. So when we took on this project, we obviously had to obtain permission from them to replace like with like. It didn't quite happen. We tweaked it a little bit.
I would say improved it. So.
Incredibly. But the feedback, you know, I thought yesterday, Mike, as a gesture of goodwill, invite the officials to see how local government and business and community can align going forward. And the feedback was quite exceptional. The deputy mayor, who's actually the chairperson of the infrastructure portfolio committee, also attended, and he emphasized the need for a community to partner with local government. So that for us was quite something.
It was a win, hey? I mean, it really,
absolute win.
From a project point of view, this couldn't have gone better. It seems like, hey? It really every goal you set, you hit it, you exceeded it, and now this thing is there and it's solid, and it's gonna outlast, I think, everyone that was involved in the project. And it's a blueprint for success, for this kind of a public-private partnership. Obviously, there was an element of real giving back and players that came to the party, and it was a teamwork thing, it was done for the benefit of all. And what a gesture, what a way to give back to the town. And we last time we spoke, this was one that had been identified of a potential three that could be tackled in another two more that could be tackled in future, right? So hopefully this is paving the way for another thing in the not too distant future. What do you reckon?
I think to a large degree it has paved the way for the second one. So we've had a number of people come forward. Matt has had local business approach him. I've had a local church approach me as well, indicating that they do want to get involved. But in addition to that, because of how seamlessly the existing one unfolded, or the one that's just rolled out unfolded, they're basically wanting the existing team to project manage it.
We want you guys
pro bono. But it again, Mike, bears testament to how much determination and goodwill there is in our community, where you get young people, and like Matt, but in addition to Matt, his brother Jesse Chaplin has blown my mind away. He's a young person, and he's just so determined to get things done and to just get involved. And we need young people like that. I think they are the catalyst to fix South Africa, hey?
Wow, man. I'm loving this this feel-good story on a Tuesday. Obviously, projects like this, they require dedication, they require time, they require resources. They obviously, to get something like this done, it costs time, money, expertise. For everyone that came to the party, obviously we have to give a huge thank you and a huge shout out. As you say, it's a team thing. Are there any special words you wanna give out there, Matt?
Yes, yeah. It is always quite tricky to get people involved when you got to convince them to use their own money to get something done, you know?
Yeah.
So I think where the guys do capitalize a bit is by, putting their signage up on the fence so people can see when they're driving past and, get good exposure for their business. So there were a couple of people involved. Just to name them, the first one was Nkunzi, RMC Concrete. They gave us that nice concrete bench, or the concrete to the bench.
Yeah, that thing is polished to a beautiful sheen, hey?
Yeah, so the polishing was actually done by Zug Limeworks.
Oh, wow.
So that's a separate company as it is. There was Seacon Roofing, who did that whole new roof sheeting.
Awesome.
And so it looks really cool. Yeah, there was Evco Steel that was involved, and they provided all the rusty, or they replaced the rusty steel. Prodec Paints, Bernie, he supplied all the paint.
It's a real team effort, hey?
Massive, yeah. So then, and then Salt Rock Coffee, I mean, they were giving us free coffees and lunches.
Very important.
You gotta just feeding us and keeping us full there.
Fuel the work.
Yeah, full up on coffee. And then raw fencing, they put up the fence just to keep the public out.
During construction, of course.
During construction. And then, yeah, North Coast Toilet Hire, we had a temporary loo on site.
Again, vital. You need to have that.
Yeah, and also we just didn't want our staff going back and forth across the road, and it's a bit of a hazard like that. And then, yeah, Talisman Hire, they were very good. They supplied all the tools and everything that we needed there. And then Micah Build, Brad from Micah Build, he supplied a lot of materials. All in all, we're looking at just over 50,000 Rand that was donated by all these companies.
Oh, wow.
So it's a massive shout out to these guys. They were just very cool and all on board, yeah.
Man, teamwork really does make the dream work. And what a dream, what an outcome. And hats off and big, big community thank you to every single one of the team players that stepped up. And Privy, you must be super chuffed for your award, hey?
I am. I must just emphasize one thing before you let us go. So the signage was only obviously up there for the project duration, so it doesn't remain on site. But I think, Mike, when I reflect on how this unfolded, I'm just so lucky to have a community that supports me and my endless dreams and visions just so unfailingly. Hey, I'm just very, very blessed. So thank you so much to every single one of the community members and business that came on board.
This is the perfect way to start a Tuesday with a feel-good story like this, celebrating it, and of course coming together on Mandela Day yesterday, and I'm sure that Tata Madiba would be super, super proud of a community pulling together like this in his name and giving back for the benefit of all. Man, and onward and upward, I'm as soon as we start to put some project dates down for the next one. Sign me up. I'll be. Well, I mean, I'm not very handy with a power tool, but I'll be happy to get the word out here on 88 FM. And guys, just well done to everyone once again. It's such a cool story, such a cool legacy. And Matt, for those that are looking to maybe get you to project manage their next thing, you and the Gemstruck team and your network, how can folks get in touch?
So they can contact me on 076-707-6842 or send an email to info@gemstruck.com and then we'll take them through. Or they can look at our social media pages.
There you go.
Gemstruck SA, yeah.
Gemstruck, specialist building contractor based right here on the Dolphin Coast. And you've heard it from Matt Chaplin and Councillor Privy Mucken, Ward 22 Councillor for Salt Rock. Guys, thanks for giving us the scoop on a Tuesday and wishing you a terrific week ahead, hey?
Thanks, Mike, and thanks to the listeners.
You heard it. Cheers.